All right, welcome back. This is episode 135. We talk about how weak all of you are compared to Joel Osteen and his bench press, how hot Shakira is, how hot Jennifer Lopez is, how hot Michaela Pearson is, the explosive diarrhea that you will experience if you eat only meat for 2 weeks straight. That one time Duff was surrounded by teenage boys, probably like 7 or 8 of them. How he might be running late to his breakdancing practice later tonight. My exceptional, almost effortless ability to get to 400 pounds if I really wanted to. And not to put the meat straight from the hot pot into your mouth because you will burn your mouth and your tongue. Am I forgetting anything?
We don't sound shallow at all.
No. Nope.
Dude, also, hey, it's Henry Rollins' birthday. Happy birthday, Henry Rollins.
We I love that you. Guy. Happy birthday, Henry Rollins. You can support us by following us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok. I'm really enjoying TikTok. Can I tell you stuff? I think that might be the most fun we'll have. Like, I think you need to dig into that and just see the ridiculousness that goes on that app.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, man. I've already dug in a little bit. But again, I just keep being surrounded by teenagers. You know?
We're also on Byte. All those links will be in the show notes. You can support us by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, following on Spotify, sharing a post on Instagram or Facebook, retweeting a tweet, subscribing to the YouTube channel, liking a video, leaving a comment, telling your friends, telling J-Lo if you know her, telling Shakira if you know her, telling
Michaela Peterson.
Michaela Peterson, your little cousins. If Joel Osteen is listening to this, we're really proud of how much you can bench. And Duff, we're gonna leave it at that. Right? Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, great. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Bye, guys.
Time we record your 300 pounds.
Dude, I love hot pot.
I could easily, like, if I just stopped caring, went to bed whenever I wanted, didn't work out anymore, I could easily get to 400 pounds. It would not be hard for me to do that.
400 pounds.
Seriously, dude, I have to like really be careful because I could totally get there.
I remember you saying this in an early recording about how. Like eating, you love to eat or something. Like it's hard for you to like control your eating or something like that.
Yeah,
I swear you said that.
Yeah, yeah, I could eat all day, no problem.
But how many calories do you think you consume
on average? A day?
Yeah.
I would say probably 2,500, close to 3 maybe.
That's probably average, and for somebody that. Gets the exercise that you're getting, you know, in the gym and stuff. And for your age, I would think it's pretty common.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the heaviest you've been?
Like 210.
No way.
Yeah.
210.
Yeah.
Wait, do you mind sharing what you weigh right now?
I'm at 174, 175.
Wow. Really? Mm-hmm. And how tall are you?
5'6", 5'7". Good shoes on.
With the Yeezys on, bro. With the hat, that hat on.
With cleats on Sundays, yeah. I'm pushing 5'7".
Dude, I've never weighed that much in my life. The heaviest I've been, I think, was at Tampa. I was like maybe 160 would be the heaviest.
Was that when you were just yoked? And you just had like, you had biceps on your neck?
When my neck, how big my neck was.
I still think about that from time to time, and how I was just like completely amazed when I would see you,
dude. Looking back on it, I'm amazed. Like I don't know what I was doing. I swear, everybody listening, there was no steroids involved, none of that. I wasn't even doing protein shakes. Like I don't know. I was just doing. I wasn't following anybody's workout. I wasn't tracking my progress. I was just going to the gym. And doing what felt good.
And I think you're a good example, right? Because before that, you hadn't done any sort of weightlifting. You weren't doing any sort of, like, exercise like that, right?
No, No, prior to that, I was just either rollerblading or trying to run, although every time I run, I realize I don't like it. You know, playing soccer or something, track. So nothing weightlifting related.
So, I'm pretty sure that was like after a summer. Everybody went home, we came back, and you
and I was
like
yoked when I came back.
but what I'm getting at is, like, I think people overcomplicate it sometimes and think they got to do all these crazy things and figure out the best, like, protein shake or creatine or this thing.
Yeah,
or diet
it's too
plan.
Much.
But, like, if you're somebody like you who has never done it and they just went and started doing it, like, you can make so many improvements and
so much progress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, I hear a noise. Let me see who's at the door here.
Is it Bill Murray?
Wait. Stall for me.
Okay. Who was I listening to the other day that was saying... Oh, I was listening to this guy, this author named James Clear. And he has a book called Atomic Habits. And he was talking about how people often, when they want to start something new, they worry about the things that matter only at the last, like, 5% or 3% of, like, progress. For example, what kind of running shoe should I get? The type of arm sleeve, the protein powder, the the leanest package of chicken I can get at the supermarket. Instead of just putting on their shoes and going for that run, or putting on their board shorts and going for a swim, or hitting the gym and just starting. And people get caught up in, like, the really minute, detailed things that don't matter in the beginning, but maybe at the end when you've done it for a couple of years and have been really getting after it.
Yo.
Yeah.
You talking bad stuff about me right now?
I talk so much smack about you.
The second I look away, dude, you're just stabbing me in the back. give me 60 seconds.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
So going back to Duff, like we were saying, he hadn't done anything. He hadn't been lifting weights. I guess he gave himself a summer. Was getting after it. I want to ask when he comes back off and he was doing it in the week two. Because when I met him, was it my freshman year? He was a thin guy, you know. But then, I don't know if this was my sophomore going into junior year. Everybody went home for the summer. And he comes back, and he's got a neck like an NFL linebacker. And I was so just surprised by it. Because he didn't say like he was doing this. I guess maybe he thought about it once he got home and wanted to try it out. He never mentioned it to me. So it was just kind of like jarring to see him like that and just probably 20 pounds heavier. And not like fat, like strong. Like I wouldn't have picked a fight with him if I didn't know him. So yeah, that's that. Don't worry about what kind of creatine you should get, or flavor of protein powder, or dumb stuff like that. And I want to wait for him to come back because I'm obsessed with hot pot and Korean barbecue. I've been watching videos on YouTube all week on how to do it right, how to make a better experience. And had hot pot the last... I had it Sunday and I had it Monday night. And I can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of me? Dude, never a dull moment in this job. Oof, all right, I'm here.
So that, like, summer when you started really getting into the gym, how often were you going during the week?
Oh, at least every other day.
Okay, so you're averaging, let's say, like four times a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's and for a summer, which if you're in college, that's from like May till mid-August. So that's a solid 3 months, almost 3.5 months. Yeah, you can definitely make some
massive gains,
yeah,
dude.
And if you're brand new to it,
you get a neck, dude. Guess how much I weigh right now?
You're probably like 140.
145. Damn, you got 30 pounds on me. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got big ass legs. I'm not going to lie.
You got those Vitor Belfort legs, dude.
I do. And just a big old dumper.
Why did you gotta say it like that?
To really emphasize and help people get the idea of like how bit my butt actually is.
The dumper sounds so gross. That's so gross. Do you purposely work out your butt? Like, did you try to get a big butt?
No.
Did you have a big butt before you started working out?
Yes. So it only made it worse.
Yeah. You're like, you have to avoid those machines that make it bigger.
Yeah, well, now I've kind of, not totally changed, but I still do the same routine, but I'm doing way less weight and just trying to see how that feels and how that goes.
Okay. All right.
Because I just don't see the appeal of, like, breaking yourself and redlining every workout to get up a certain weight for your own ego. Meanwhile, if somebody looks at you, either you look strong or you don't. They're going to say, oh, he looks like he benches 185, or oh, he looks like he deadlifts 225, or oh, he looks like he squats 250. You know?
Yeah. So, it's an ego thing.
It's more like I'm trying to make it, like, functional fitness. As long as I'm just strong, like, I'm happy with that. As long as I look strong, you know, to my standards, then I'm fine.
Yeah. You ever know those people that they don't look particularly ripped? They don't look that big, but they're just strong. Like, they're strong. You know what I mean? You see them lift something or do some action. You're like, whoa. Like, I did not know you were that strong. Like, what is that about?
Yo, who was it? Is it Tom Segura? I don't know. He was with some fitness YouTuber at his gym. And this man was deadlifting 415 or 405.
Tom was?
Yeah.
What?
I saw that. I was like, wait, what? When did this? I didn't. Maybe because I'm used to seeing him behind a desk and the beard, and he looks like he's just kind of maybe grizzly and just a little chunky. But he was picking up 405. That's hard.
I would have never guessed that. Yeah, he always looks kind of like he just finished a beer, and he's just kind of like sitting back in his chair. That's great. You got him surprisingly doing 405. You got Bert Kreischer running marathons. Like, what? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I mean, good for them. That's good. But, like.
This is funny. Me and my brother were watching some news program. I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or something. They're doing a segment piece on Joel Osteen, the big, you know, mayor preacher. Yes. Did I tell you this?
No, I didn't.
It's the best thing ever. And they're doing this bit about him. And then he has, like, a gym in his home, of course.
Of course.
And they go with him to his gym, and they follow his workout. Here's Joel Osteen just benching, dude. Like, the dude is strong. I don't remember how much he can bench, but you wouldn't believe it. You would not believe it.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Like, let me see if Google can give me that answer. Joel Osteen.
Please do.
Bench press, because that's, he doesn't look,
and quite keep thin. Keep in mind he's thin. This is a thin man.
This is from, okay,
what does it say?
This is from 2007. Was this an old 60 Minutes interview?
Oh yeah, this is old, man.
Okay, it says Joel Osteen, pastor, benches 300 pounds, twice his body weight.
That's what's up, dude. We saw that, we couldn't believe it, man. I mean, this was 2007. I still remember this long afterwards, because I was like, how is that possible?
Hold on. Joel Osteen is shown in the second of his 60 Minutes interview on the Smith machine performing a bench press for at least 3 or 4 repetitions at what appears to be 215 or 225. Another 2-pound plates. Okay, so he probably got that 300 for one, but still, getting 300 for one is crazy if you're 150, 160 pounds.
Yeah. Insane. Isn't that funny, dude?
That's going to... I'm telling you right now, that's going to be the title for this episode. Joel Osteen benches 300.
Please do, man.
Okay. Oh, and it's going to be a thumbnail of him just...
Yeah.
Or if there's like a shirtless picture of him on a beach somewhere, we're going to use that.
Dude, I don't know. I haven't Google imaged that. I don't know.
Are you sure you haven't? You weren't on the internet looking up shirtless pictures of Joel Osteen?
I'd feel so weird doing that. Very uncomfortable, man. I took a page out of your book. I wore a hat today, dude.
You look like you're you got to meet up with your boys and do some breakdancing practice later.
Do I? If I do a little bit to the side.
Yeah, there you go. You're like now,
me eat.
Now you're the captain of the breakdance crew.
Easy E.
Why is it squeaking like that?
Anyway, I wish I could break dance, dude. I can't even normal dance, let alone break dance. Mm.
So we were off for like we didn't record for 1 week.
Well, yeah. I feel like a lot. I was more off than you. You were still pumping stuff out.
I feel like we were. A lot has happened. The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
The Oscars happened. Twitter's on fire as always. Still burning. Still standing, but still burning. Hot Pot. Korean barbecue.
Oscars. Wow, dude, this is a lot.
Rad Pitt.
He's rad, yeah.
And,
Mad Pitt.
Mad Pitt? Sad Pitt? If he lost, Sad Pitt.
What were you going to say?
Since he won, he's Rad Pitt.
He's rad, yeah. Dude, I feel like...
When he's hanging out with his British friends, Lad Pitt.
You're on fire, man. I feel like the older Brad Pitt gets, the more a character he becomes. Like, I feel like he's like morphing into one of his film characters the older he gets. Doesn't it seem like it?
Yeah, okay. So you need to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because when I was watching it the entire time, I felt like this is Brad Pitt playing... Brad Pitt. This is not Brad Pitt playing the character that Tarantino has written. Like, this is just who he is.
Yeah.
I totally get what you're saying.
And how ironic is it that this is the film that he finally wins the Oscar for playing himself? Like, come on, man.
He was so good in it. He was so, so good. And that clip that I tagged you on Instagram, where he finds the acid-dipped cigarette... That entire sequence in the movie, for me, was like, okay, this is why he got the Oscar, because it was just mm-hmm. It was so great.
Yeah, he. It's a shame that it's his first Oscar win, you know, just for how many films he's been in and how many good films he's been in. He's been nominated, I believe, 4 or 5 times. He technically won. For a producer, when 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture,
mm-hmm.
like he was part of that crew, but I don't really consider that, you know, because it's not like he was acting, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is his first acting Oscar. It's kind of crazy that it's just his first.
And which award show was it where he said, "I'm gonna have to add this to my Tinder profile"? Was it the SAG Awards?
I don't know if I heard that. That's great.
One of them, during his acceptance speech, he's looking at his little stupid trophy, and he's like, "I'm gonna have to add this to my Tinder profile." And I thought, I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's lying.
Is it like LA has its own like exclusive Tinder?
Actually, let me rephrase that. I don't think he's gonna actually add it to his Tinder, but I do think he has a Tinder. Brad Pitt.
You think
definitely
Brad Pitt
has
it?
Why not?
No, he doesn't need a Tinder, dude. He can walk down the street and find somebody. He doesn't need a Tinder. You're Brad Pitt, dude.
Yeah, but why not?
Do you think Leo has a Tinder?
No. No, Leo has the ultimate pull. He just, like, snaps his finger and a 20-year-old from Brazil pops up.
Shows up out of a puff of smoke from Brazil. Dude, no, he is Tinder, man. He is Tinder. Like, he embodies it, you know what I mean? Like, but him and Brad are friends, you know? That'd be such a weird friendship. Like, what do you talk about?
Girls.
Brazilians.
Brazilian girls.
Indonesian
girls. Adopted children. Only one of them has adopted children. Only one of them has children.
That's right. Leo will never have kids.
And then Joaquin.
Yeah. Well, he was a shoe, and we all knew that.
Was he? Who else was he up against? Adam Driver? Didn't see that movie. Leo, I saw that, but I mean, it was good, but I didn't think it was better than Joaquin.
That's what I mean. I just think he was a shoo-in. I wasn't surprised. That's why I sent you that gif. I'm not surprised. And were you?
No. But, I mean, it's also hard for me to say, because, like, I didn't see any of those. I only saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Joker. Those are only two movies out of all those movies that got nominated or were part of the show that I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't even see Toy Story 4.
What?
I didn't even see Toy Story 4.
Dude, yeah. A lot of people didn't. Toy Story 3, though, was... I mean, everybody saw that.
Yeah.
Everybody and their grandma. But I did so poorly this year with movies. So poorly. I don't know what... Where was I? Like, I missed so many. Like, I can't even... I need to reevaluate. I can't even call myself a film guy anymore because I'm just so far behind.
You're just a guy now.
I'm just... He's not a film, he's just a guy now. I'm just that guy.
Who's trying to figure out his way in the breakdancing world.
And failing. Easy E. Wait. Who do I look like?
I don't know who.
Eminem, dude. JK, I don't. I just wanted to bring him up because I heard you don't like him.
Oh, and you had that doppelganger that told you that. I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Oh my God, you remember that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And I was wearing this hat, too.
I was like, those apps are weird. They don't make any sense.
But hey, don't dodge the question. Can you can you explain this? I messaged you about Eminem performing at the Oscars and blah blah blah, and you mentioned like you didn't like him, and I was like, what? And blah blah blah. What's going on here?
I don't have a problem with Eminem. I just don't like his music. Just don't. I just flat out do not like his music.
Is that like across the board? There's not one Eminem song on your Spotify, like.
And I used to listen to him or tried to in high school when he put out, what was it, Recovery?
I don't remember.
Is that the album in like 08, 09? Probably 09. Remember that lead single, Not Afraid? That one?
Oh, yeah.
And it like blew up? Okay, that album, that time period. Nope. No? Not for me.
What about his recent stuff?
Didn't even bother to listen.
Have you heard Godzilla?
No.
What? Dude!
Like, it's to the point where I don't even want to give it a chance. I just don't. I don't like his music.
But why?
I just don't. It's
Give me something. Give me something.
It just doesn't sound good.
Pretend you're a music critic. Give me like...
Okay. This is hard for me because I'm not good at this. It's a lot of it's like, I just don't like how aggressive it can be.
Yeah.
I don't think it sounds good or catchy when he's always singing the hooks. I just don't like that voice of his. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's enough for me to be like, uh-huh.
All right. And that actually answers my other question I posed to you. I was like, is there a band or an artist where you just don't like and you can't get into them and you almost feel weird that you can't get into them, or you're almost like slightly ashamed because it seems like you should like them and most people do like them? This might be your answer to this.
Yeah, it is. But I don't feel bad and I don't feel like I should. I just don't like his music. And I know, and I've said that a few times and people like have given me flack for it, been like just confused by it, like you. And I'm just like, not a fan. Not a fan at all. Like, not
even. Will you do me a favor, though?
What?
Will you listen to Godzilla?
No.
Please. Even like the last, go to 2 minutes and 45 seconds till the very end. It's only like a minute of that. And he's like breaks the speed record. It's ridiculous. It's take Rap God times 10. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, just listen.
Okay.
Dude, you're killing me here.
Hey, can we actually talk about Hot Pot?
Yeah. You went from how to hot, how hot, how hot pot You so you had your first Tide Pod experience.
Yeah, but before we get into that, I just want to remind people that Joel Osteen benched 300 pounds. Yeah, I did.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, I had it Sunday, and I really enjoyed it, but I feel like I didn't do it as well as I could have, so I went back again the next day. And I think I'm obsessed. And I was watching videos on YouTube of, like, basically, like, Hot Pot 101 or how to or the best way to do it or good places. Then I went down another rabbit hole of Korean barbecue because I only had it once. I want to go back again. And, yeah. So do you have – I mean, I asked you, too. I texted you before I went that I was going. And I was like
– yeah.
Because I think maybe a week or 2 weeks before you said you were eating that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know, like, tips because I never had done it, so – I wanted to make the most of my experience.
That's super funny to me, though, that you got that into it that quickly. The fact that you had it and then you went the next day, dude. Like,
to be fair, funny. It was two different places. It wasn't the same place.
Yeah, because you didn't want the first place to know you were back.
No, actually, you know what it was? Both places are close to me, but the second one that I went to the following night was right down the block from my job. So I just and I found a Groupon. Boom.
Groupon, dude. I tried Groupon, but they sent me so many emails. I hated them within a couple days.
Oh yeah, they used to do that to me too.
It's terrible.
All right, wait, bro.
Dude, I did. It took forever for them to freaking take me off the list. Like, I can't take this anymore. So what did you learn from about Hot Pot? Like, what was the best thing you cooked? What was your favorite part of it? Give me some insights into that.
The second night I had squid. I thought it was fish. It was squid. Awesome.
Wow.
The first place that I went to had a coconut tom yum broth.
And explain for people that don't know, what is tom yum?
I think it's a Thai, like, soup. But this one had coconut milk in it. And so it tasted like a curry. And it was amazing. That had me sold from the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just trying to figure out, like, good combinations, you know, and, like, how to cook the meat. Like, the meat should be cooked last because it takes literally, no exaggeration, 3 seconds, 4 seconds to cook it and pull it back out because it's so hot.
Yeah.
I also learned from a video there's three ways to make your egg. You can drop it straight in and boil it. You can poach it, or you could crack it open in the broth.
Dude, these are all valuable things, man. These are great insights.
Dude, I was, like, so excited about it. I think I was more excited than I should have been about this.
Dude, is this, like, a kind of a characteristic of your personality where you just go head first into something new? You know, for a while, and then simmers out, and then you go to something else, dive head first in.
Yes. Example. So when the NFL playoffs first started, I went to the supermarket to get some stuff, and they had ribs on sale. But I wanted to make them, and I wanted to figure out, like, the best way to make good ribs. And so, like, that whole week at work, I was watching videos on how to make good ribs and how to make a good dry rub for those ribs. Like, the whole week.
What?
I was just deep.
You could just go buy a dry rub, dude.
No. You gotta make it yourself. No.
Pretty soon you'll be trying to make trying to outdo Rogan and his elk meat, you know?
Yeah, you know I mean, yeah. So, yeah. So that's what happened, and yeah. If you like Asian food and you haven't had hot pot, you should try hot pot.
Yeah, and I second that because. That was my first time that I had it 2-3 weeks ago.
Just whatever you pull out of the broth, sit it in your bowl or your plate, whatever they give you, and let it cool off for a good 2 minutes because
it's hot.
I made the mistake so many times of just trying to eat it, and I burned my mouth, and my tongue is still burnt. So
it's still burnt. That's rough, man. Wait, quickly, I just want to ask you, have you been following or see anything on Rogan's... He did 30 days of the...
Carnivore diet?
Carnivore diet, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think of that?
This is what I remember. He said he dropped 12 pounds in the 30 days. and that he had the runs for like the first 2 weeks, mm-hmm. like explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Then it settled out, and then he said his energy levels felt consistent throughout the whole day. And I think that's it. Am I missing anything?
I mean, you, those are some great points, and the kind of the main ones where, yeah, first week, couple weeks, that explosive diarrhea, and obviously not pleasant, and I'm sure he was questioning doing 30 days of that when you have explosive diarrhea. But that simmered out after 2 weeks, and by the end of it, I mean, he gave a glowing review. Like, even he said he was surprised, because at first he thought it was kind of wacky, as a lot of us do, but after 30 days... he was kind of sold. Like, he said he didn't know if he was going to keep going. He didn't know how long he was going to do it. But he felt great. His energy was great. He just, overall, two thumbs up. So that's super interesting to me, you know?
Would you ever try it?
Oh, yeah, I would do it. I mean, I eat so much meat already, dude. I mean, I already kind of do like a caveman diet by chance, not by purpose. Where I just eat a lot of meat, and I don't eat much dairy. I don't eat much, like, candy or anything like that. I don't eat, like, bread. I eat pasta, but not really bread. I'll have potatoes.
You know it would be fun if we if we both just tried it.
You do
like,
it?
And then, like, came back and see what and talk about it.
But, here's the thing. I would do it, but I'm a little nervous because... I can't lose weight. I mean, I can lose weight, but I don't want to lose weight. Like, me being almost 5'11", like, I need every pound of that 145, you know? Like, people, you know, tell me, like, I'm fit, but I'm skinny.
Right.
I can't lose any weight, man.
You could probably eat, like, fattier meats. That would probably help.
It would help, but I think that would increase the explosive diarrhea, dude. I'm just eating prime rib all night. Eating a ribeye every night, you know what I mean?
I don't know if I could do it. Partially because, like, the boredom of it and eating just meat for every meal and only meat.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think that's it. No, I think that's pretty much it.
Boring. I mean, do you get to, like, I don't really know. I mean, do you get to season it? Can I put steak sauce on it? Like, what? Can I do that or no?
I would think not. I mean, ketchup. You could probably do, like actual seasonings, like salt, pepper, yeah. And garlic, whatever. But, like, barbecue sauce or A1, probably not.
Yeah, just slather in barbecue sauce. That'll get your calories, dude. That'll gain weight, man. Yeah, so I was just very surprised by that. So, yeah, there's that.
Have you had Korean barbecue?
Not authentic Korean barbecue, but I've had
what does that mean?
Like, I haven't gone to a Korean barbecue place. I don't want to say this. Like, on the school cafeteria, we'll make it.
Oh, really?
You know, it's not real. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be Korean barbecue because where I am, there's a lot of people from Asia, so they give it a go. But it's not like I'm going to the Korean barbecue place down the street.
Right.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yes, 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 okay, yes. Yeah, I think you would like it.
I think I would, too.
Because they got a lot of all-you-can-eat ones, too.
Hey, question. We were talking about carnivores. One of the more famous carnivores on Instagram, Michaela Peterson.
Babe.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she's hot.
She's got her dad's intensity, though. It's kind of scary. Like, she's intense.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is she doing a lot of preaching?
She's doing a lot of informing. She's not preachy, but she knows the facts, man. As you'd think she would, being Jordan Peterson's daughter. But she gave a February 2020 update on Jordan and his status and how he's doing.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. Like, where? I feel like I haven't seen it. He hasn't come out. Like, where is he?
And that's what a lot of people were feeling, was like, well, how's it going? We haven't heard much. And so she did this February update, and things are not as peachy, as my dad would say, peachy, as you'd expect. Things are not looking good. He's still in rehab. He's still going through withdrawals. He's still trying to, I don't know, get things together. So
he's been in there, what, like 2 months, 3 months?
More. I think it was, I honestly want to say like 5 months. Was it 5 months?
And still going through withdrawals?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's like, it's scary when you get, when you have those benzodiazepines and those pharmaceuticals, like the changes, the neurological changes they make, how permanent are those changes? Like, even if it's a year from now, will he be the Jordan Peterson we knew before they put him on that medication? Or will it be something be permanently altered? You know what I mean? Like, that's the scary thing with those and antidepressants. And, like, they change people. They have the potential to change people. But, obviously they have the potential to help and to heal and to create stability in someone's life that has... I don't know. I don't want to dig myself a hole. You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang.
Like, that's scary. And it's really scary seeing him go through it, because the JP we knew before was, like, one of the strongest, firm, smart, cool, calm, and collected guys on the planet, you know? Like, he was the poster child for sort yourself out. And just the irony of him sorting himself out right now, it's crazy, you know?
Mm.
So best of luck to him.
It's going to be a good one whenever he comes back to Rogan.
Oh, I can't. It's going to be phenomenal. And just the books he's going to... I know he's writing a sequel to 12 Rules for Life. I think he's legitimately calling it 12 More Rules for Life. I swear. And, you know, he wrote Maps of Meaning, which I've been meaning to check out. But, he gives that with a disclaimer. Every time he mentions Maps of Meaning, he's like, disclaimer, it's very hard to read and good luck, you know?
It's very hard to read and good luck.
Yeah, it's a behemoth, man. It's...
So you know what that means? I'm not going to read it.
You'd get the cliff notes. You'd get the summary.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Did you?
What was I going to say?
I don't know. Did you? You? I mean, how much of the Super Bowl were you actually able to watch?
Most of it. I'd say most of it.
All of the halftime show?
All of the halftime show. And I watched it. Literally, it was me surrounded by 7 or 8 teenagers, most of them boys. So that, you can imagine that experience.
I'm sorry, when you just said that, I automatically thought of that going into another out of context compilation.
Please do.
You just, like, I was just surrounded, me and 7 or 8 teenage boys.
Oh, I set myself up. That's so my fault. I just did that to myself. Oh, man. I was going to say, but you can imagine, the comments they were making, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was pretty rough. And then my mom texted me halfway through the halftime show. She's like, I turned it off.
What?
I turned it off.
Why?
Cause, man, she's not about that promiscuous, scandalous, somewhat trashy, you know.
What exactly was?
She didn't want to see that.
What was trashy about it?
I mean, those are my words, not hers. I don't know, with the pole and everything. Like, you got to bring a pole in there. What's that about? Why you got to bring a pole?
But it's not like there were spread cheeks on national TV for millions to see, you know?
Not spread, but definitely shaking.
So shaking butt cheeks is...
It's not what, it's how. You know, it's like...
It's not shaking your butt cheeks, it's how you shake your butt cheeks. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's... Stop. Stop it. Leave me alone. No, it's the way... As I'm saying this, I'm laughing at myself because I hear your point too, loud and clear. It's like... I don't even want to get into this.
In whatever culture, right? Shakira's famous for shaking her hips the way she does, right? Whatever that comes from. But she's not the only one that does that. Is that trashy? No.
No. No, I mean, hey, go back to 1950s Elvis shaking those hips, man. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's just the way it was coming off felt very, like, sexualized, you know? And part of that, I'm sure, is the way I was perceiving it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But part of that was the way they wanted it to come off, it seemed like. I don't know. It just felt like very, like...
But do you think... Okay, because there was... Also, this was another, like, Twitter moment where a lot of... people started to notice there was a lot of, like, white middle-aged mothers were upset with the halftime show.
Sure.
Over the same reasons that you're mentioning.
Sure.
But my question is, like, if there's, is it totally wrong to have any sort of sensuality or sexuality in a performance, and it's just always wrong? If there's any hint of it?
I don't want to say always. You get into trouble when
you know
say
what it. I mean? Like, I just...
I do know what you mean, and I don't want to say always. I don't want to say every time. But I would say that it's wrong from a moral standpoint. I think that would be immoral to sexualize anything, you know? But it's the intention, too. I mean, it's the intention behind it as well. I mean, it's why are you doing it? Are you shaking your hips because you love to dance? Are you shaking your hips because you want people to look at your ass on national television?
But doesn't that come down to the person watching? Doesn't that come down to what you're thinking about? Or what Karen or Barbara
But it's a two-way street. I think that's unfair to any viewer. I don't care if the viewer is male, female, young, or old. It's unfair. And it goes the same for people that are, let's say they're walking down the street basically wearing no clothes at all, and everybody's looking at them, and they get upset. It's like, well, what the hell do you think was going to happen? You set yourself up for that. That's your own doing. People are looking at you? Yeah. You know why? Because you're not wearing any clothes. So don't get upset with anybody looking at you.
But then what about, like, European countries where it's normal for there to be nudity on TV or clothing optional beaches?
Yeah, I'd still say it's accepted. Accepted, but is it right? Accepted doesn't always mean right. I'd still say it's immoral.
No, I disagree. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong about being naked.
And that's where we differ. That's where I go old school, man. That's where I go old school. What about us?
It was so disrespectful that they didn't have Pitbull at any point in the halftime show.
I bet he was the most upset of anybody.
Like, you have it in Miami.
Mr. Miami.
You have some
Mr. Worldwide.
Latin artists, right?
Yeah.
You kind of show some love to Miami. You get Bad Bunny, you get J Balvin in there, who neither of them are from the States, first off. But you don't get Pitbull. Not even for a song.
Has he said anything since then? Any beef at all?
Probably not. But
is it just me with him? Like, I like Pitbull, but I've noticed with him, I feel like he raps, like, his rapping and his songs are at the same beats per minute. Every single song, the same, like, flow.
Yeah, probably. If it's not broke, don't fix
it. He just chooses different words.
Yep, probably. He has a template on his computer.
Just writes different words.
The number of symbols, yeah. Or syllables, yeah. I'm sorry.
Symbols? Get the F out.
He's part of the Illuminati. He's sending us cryptic messages, subliminal messages in his raps.
I wouldn't doubt it, man.
Here's another thing that you...
What did I do?
...brought up. This is what you did, okay? And we're going to expose you for it. All right.
Hey, you already put me in a corner with that Shakira thing. I don't know you were going to pull that, dude. I wasn't prepared for that, and now I'm going to get flack. I'm literally bracing myself inside for what's going to happen.
Do you remember that episode of SpongeBob when he's like hyperventilating because he's like anxious about something? He's just like...
Yeah. Yes. How could I forget?
Oh my God, I was talking about SpongeBob last night. I got off the wrong exit, or I got onto the highway the wrong direction. I was supposed to go east instead of west.
Oh.
And it made me think of SpongeBob, because I was telling him, I forget who it was, and I went west when I went, should have went east, and it made me think of SpongeBob, or Patrick in the episode of SpongeBob when he was like, east, I thought you said weest.
I remember that, dude.
And I said it, and the person was like, I don't remember that. I was like, what?
Isn't that funny how most of us, besides that alien you were with that didn't remember it, whoever that was, like, we remember those parts. We all seem to remember, like, those moments, the funniest moments. They stick with us for years.
And there's so many of them.
So many of them.
But anyway, I sent you this... I don't know, a week ago, maybe. And it was that girl on Twitter that said, you can truly dodge a bullet with men by inquiring to reschedule a first date the day of and seeing how they respond. And she shared a screenshot of a text she sent to, I guess, this guy that she was going to see that day.
Yeah.
And Twitter, the audience, the public domain, the public court of opinion that is Twitter, decided to share their thoughts on this. It has over 1,000 retweets and 17,000 likes. It doesn't say how many replies. I wish I could see that. But it was very split. Very, very split. And she said in the screenshot of this text.
Yeah. Read the screenshot for us.
This is her. Hey, I'm so sorry to even ask this, but how do you feel about a weekend day instead of right now? We just got approval to launch a product and it's happening very quickly. Her date replies, are you joking? I'm showered, ready to go, and had planned my day around this. I understand work comes first, but to pull out of this late is pretty disrespectful. If you're unable to respect me or my time, then I'm over it. Be well. Peace sign. And she captioned that screenshot with, you can truly dodge a bullet with men by inquiring to reschedule a first date, day of, and seeing how they respond.
I have problems with both of them. Do you want to go first?
No, I think you should go first.
Okay, one, I don't like how she said you could dodge a bullet with men. It doesn't matter. That's not gender-based. It could be anybody doing, you know, it could be role reversal. You could flip that.
Yep.
So she could have just said, you could truly dodge a bullet with your date. You know, what's with the men part? It's kind of messed up. his response was a little aggressive. I think he kind of overreacted with that. Three, plan your day, like, and where it takes an hour, maybe a couple hours to get fully ready to go on a first date with somebody, depending how dressed up and tip-top shape you want to get. But plan your day around it. Like, he makes it sound like this was the one and only grand thing he was doing all day. Like, he was just sitting on his bed waiting, checking his watch, waiting for 7 p.m. So that was a little dramatic on his part. But I don't like how she canceled last minute. That does bother me. I don't care if it's work-related or not. Sorry, I don't. Don't cancel that last minute. Like, it literally sounds like he was about to walk. Like, he had his roses in hands, his chocolate in the other, and he was about to walk out the door to this date and sees this text. Like, that's how last minute it sounds like, and that's kind of shitty of her to do that, honestly. Like, there's nothing wrong with what she said. I like the way she said it. It makes sense. Just not a fan of her doing that. And then his response, not a fan of his response. So that's where I'm at. So problems with both. What do you think?
The biggest issue is her taking a screenshot of it and then putting this caption to it and almost seeming like she's lying about bailing. Like, she can actually go, but she's testing this guy. And that, like, she actually can go. There's no product. She's just testing and seeing.
You think she made that up?
I don't think so, but it's open to be interpreted that way. By you saying you can truly dodge a bullet with men by inquiring to reschedule a first date day of and seeing how they respond. Almost like she's testing him from the jump. She went in knowing, hey, I'm going to do this. Let's see how it responds before I even meet up with him and see if he's actually worth meeting up with.
I didn't even catch that. And wow.
That's what a lot of people were saying in the replies here.
And that, paradoxically, that would be me dodging a bullet with her. Because the fact that she did that is messed up.
And a lot of people were saying that in the comment. They were like, good for him. He dodged a bullet.
Right. Wow. I was not expecting that twist, dude. Wow.
So if that's the case, yeah, that's not cool. Don't do that. For what? You're just playing games at that point. You're being manipulative.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
And then a lot of people were talking about how he said, I'm showered. Like that was some sort of grand achievement. So many people were making jokes on that.
I'm showered, dude. He took a shower. Okay.
Yeah, but just like, this is as literal as you can get with bailing last minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like like you said, he sounds like he's walking out the door.
Yeah.
And you're saying, oh, by the way, I can't.
It's messed up.
That's cold. You can't do that.
Have you ever done that? Or been on the receiving end of something like that?
Yeah. 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 You go to the place and you get no response.
Oh, wait, I remembered when this happened. You told me about it. Yes. Yes. Yeah. What, that was messed up, dude.
And then she texted me.
It was a no-show, right?
She texted me the next day and was like, I'm sorry I fell asleep. Like, whatever. I just deleted that number and moved on.
Dude, I think that's you dodging a bullet. She fell asleep.
And that was the second time. That wasn't first time. That was second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dating, man, it is a minefield, man. It is. Wow.
But this is too much. And then for you to share it for whatever clout you're trying to get on Twitter, like, you're so whack. Maya Bittner. Like, I would.
Maya Bittner, calling you out. I guess
this is her thing, because her Twitter bio says, here for TMI intimate tweets. And the emoji that's like.
Oh, so, well then if. Oh.
This is probably her shtick.
If he knew that before they went out, I'm sure he wouldn't have gone out with her. I don't think guys want any part of that. Somebody that tweets that kind of shit. Because they know they're going to be the subject to some of those tweets.
I don't understand people that, like, do stuff just to post about it on social media or Instagram or whatever. Like, there's one girl I can think of on Instagram that all her stories are just all the things she's doing in Miami. Like, every time she goes out to eat, it's every single dish that looks nice. Every time she goes to see Kanye when he's in town. Her at Art Basel at every single gallery in front of every single thing, looking well-dressed. It's like, are you even enjoying what you're doing? Do you actually enjoy the things that you're posting about, or are you just doing it to get, like, attention?
She's morphed her life around posts, around Instagram. That's crazy, man. I doubt she's having fun with that. That's just not real. It's not real. And I don't think that it would attract people who are real. It would attract the people who like that kind of superficial, formulated Graham lifestyle. You know what I mean? That's a generalization. But
so when I see that and I see this, the fact that you even posted about it and you put the caption on it.
Yeah.
Like, you sound like you suck. You suck.
Maya Bittner.
And
can we tag her in this after?
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yes. But we're still keeping the title as Joel Osteen.
Oh, yeah, Joel Osteen benches 300 pounds.
My favorite title thus far.
But I don't know if I'm... Could he have been a little more... kept his emotions intact? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I have no problem with somebody responding and be like, I don't appreciate you bailing last minute. Whatever. No need to say I already showered.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And I don't think this is dramatic about it.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work. Thank you and best of luck. Whatever. Something like that.
Yeah. That's that's like when I got that. I think I told you about that. Yeah, I'm sure I did because I was flabbergasted when I got that long text just kind of ripping me a new one, man, about, like, she was on the date. She was asking me all these really, really deep, personal, political
questions,
religious questions. And I was being open, like, I was giving her truthful answers, and she wasn't saying much. She was just like, you know, whatever, not really giving her 2 cents on it.
Was she writing it down in her notepad in front of you?
That would have been the cherry on top. And then, like, the date ended, and it was fine, whatever. And then that night, she sent this chapter of a book of what she thought of me and my beliefs. And it was just like, really? You couldn't have said that to my face? You had to wait?
That's like the definition of passive-aggressive.
Yeah, man. It was
you
very...
And it was the same night she sent you that?
Same night.
Like, you just asked me these questions. You could have followed up and dug deeper and been like, oh, why? Or shared your thoughts on that while we're sitting there. But you're so scared of confrontation that you'd rather go home and send it in a long text that you think somebody's going to read and get back to you on. No, I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah, and I think I literally just texted back. I was like, I don't think this is going to work. Have a good day. Have a good life, you know? But of course, there was that part of me that was wanted to so bad send like a long reply, tearing her reply to shreds. But I was like, that is so not worth it. Like, that's what she wants. That'd be such a waste of energy.
You should have sent like a almost irrelevant SpongeBob gif.
I could send it now. 3 months later,
of like him walking into Winnie Hood Jr. or something.
I should invite her on the podcast.
Yeah, she sounds great.
Is she?
Yeah.
Anywho. What do you want to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, let's do that. Get your weight up. All right, be more like Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Don't bail on anything. Doesn't even matter. Okay, let's finish with that. This doesn't just apply to dating. With your friends too. Yeah. Don't bail last minute.
Yeah.
People have lives. People have other things. Even if you think they don't, they do. And if you don't, you're not a real friend.
Okay? Oof. Yeah. Yeah. And if you're not benching twice your own weight, what are you doing?
Well, yeah. What are you doing?
There you go.
Bye.